is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Spike's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. Perennial grasses are one of my favorite plants. We're fortunate to have so many natives, as well as many cultivars of those native plants. And then there are those grasses that might not be from around here, but are hardy just the same. I'm thinking of Japanese golden forest grass, also known as Hagana Kloa. I've planted this one, but it's not super pleased in its place just yet. There are tall grasses, small grasses, green grasses, blue grasses, grasses for the prairie, grasses for the shoreline, grasses for sun, grasses for part shade, and then the grasses that make you just say, wow, like Red October. I'd hunt this one down, and I have pictures on GardenBite.com. Grasses are easy care, tolerant of drought conditions, provide soil erosion control, are a habitat for some pollinators, carry three-season beauty, and, as most of you know, I use the dried foliage as mulch in the vegetable garden. Grasses add grace to the landscape. A whisper of wind tosses them to and fro. Did I mention they're pest and disease-resistant, too? I know! They're fabulous! Grasses can be planted anytime during the season. Cut them back in spring. I have a link to popular varieties for Minnesota and the upper Midwest on my website. I also have a lot of pictures of grasses along with the shots of my own. Go to GardenBite.com and find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. What do you want to know about? From pets to poultry, horses to turf, wildlife to livestock, you can be sure Spikes and Hool's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply has it. Blending their own feeds, sourced locally, you know you're getting superior quality. 6 locations and shipping available. Go to spikesfeed.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.